Bosom Selector on 95 BFM.
This is exciting. We've got Aaron from Psychic Glands in the studio. Morena.
Hi.
Morning. How are you guys?
Yeah, good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. Good. Very excited to be here. And yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Oh, thanks for being our Bosom Selector this morning. Psychic Lands is a treasure, a taonga here at 95 BFM. You've got some beautiful tracks to share with us. But do you want to start by just chatting a little bit about how you got involved at BFM?
Yeah, for sure. So it's a very long time now. I think coming up to 17 years since the show's been on air.
Holy.
So I've always been, you know, I've always listened to BFM throughout my growing up in New Zealand. It was one of the radio shows I tuned into a lot, but didn't really sort of get into the sort of not knowing people and all that kind of stuff, but until later on. I had a couple of friends, shout out Sigrid, who had a great graveyard show on, so it's Friday mornings, but it's kind of Thursday late night kind of thing. And they were doing it, and I sort of, they finished up, and I dropped into their slot. And I think it was like a 1 to 3 graveyard slot.
Yeah.
So from there, it graduated to 11 to 1, which is slightly slightly earlier.
Slightly more normal time.
Yeah.
But still a little bit night goblin mode.
Definitely. So yeah, that was maybe a year and a, the timeline's completely cloudy in my head now, but the 11 to 1 was a much reasonable time, and get more live listeners, I guess, at that time than 1 to 3. But and the rest is history, I guess. It's just been a very constant in my life, I guess, doing the show. I love sort of putting it together as a form of, like, I guess, therapy from week to week for me. It's kind of like my own time, and being able to share it with the BFM community is like such a wonderful thing to do.
Especially this kind of music really is therapeutic, eh? Like, it's sort of, Millie, sometimes when we play very zen music, we call it enrichment time. It's like beautiful, like meditative sort of, and I feel like that's always what Psychic Lands can provide, a little bit of zen.
That's love to hear that. I mean, meditation is part of the vibes of the show, I think. You can just tune in, and then if you fall asleep, wonderful. I think it's fine. It's valid to fall asleep to the show. So that's all part of the drive to do the show, I guess.
I can also imagine you'd attract like quite a big international listenership, potentially.
Yeah, I think the time zone does it's a bit more on for other in other countries. And since we've been doing the podcasting, the B-casting, I've always I follow musicians online and just tag them and all that, and hoping that sort of drives more listenership and eyeballs to the show.
Beautiful.
And it's nice to be able to connect with other, like, being very one-on-one with other international artists online, because they can reply to you and DM you or send you stuff, so it becomes very like a personal thing.
That's really cool. It makes it real, like, when you have that actual social connection through the music. You've chosen a couple of tracks. Shall we start with this first one, which I'll let you introduce because the pronunciation looks difficult?
Sure, yeah. Okay, we're going to first play one of my favorite discoveries from last year. It's a Finnish musician by the name of Tapanas Yanis. He was a traveling kantele player in the early 1900s, and he was blind as well. And this recording is a, I guess it's kind of a dialogue between his original wax cylinder recordings and this Finnish folk musician Arja Kasnen and Taito Hoffren came together and sort of did modern sort of interpretations of the tracks and sort of layered it on. So it's kind of like this, you hear some of the old pieces coming through, but they're also fusing their own kind of modern playing on top of it. So you have this really beautiful shimmering quality. And I think this so the kantele is like a zither. I think the zither is a really underrated instrument. I feel like they should be
So underrepresented,
But yeah, have a listen to it. It's a good one to sort of trance out to. So and we're going to play the track Valmon Kirikon Kilot Servitus.
Nailed it.
Beautiful.
That was great. Okay, let's have a listen.
Thank you.
we just got so zen and we started, we went on a bit of a Finland sidetrack. That was so gorgeous. Really, yeah. Really nice stuff.
Oh yeah, I'm glad. If you want to pick that up, it's on the Death Is Not the End label. They do a lot of ethnographic kind of archival stuff. Yeah, very, very cool label to dig into.
Stunning.
I'm really curious. I feel like you have some really, really intricate sort of deep cuts that you find for your show, and it feels very like lovingly curated. I'm curious as to what your sort of digging methods are and how you're looking for and discovering music.
Yeah, good question. I think a lot of, because having like a full-time day job and doing a show can be tricky, as you probably know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I do have a dedicated time during the week where I'm just kind of focused on listening to music and putting things together. And whether it's like browsing online or being on a mailing list that sends you hundreds of emails a week, just going through that. I would say that a lot of it, these days I do gravitate to Bandcamp a lot because it is very convenient. And I do love the kind of the functionality of just being able to like buy tracks and just get into the artist's pockets sort of directly that way,
more than
Spotify. And so I've been finding a lot of like going down rabbit holes in Bandcamp, and a lot of the musicians I like also like other stuff, so you kind of go through that sort of channel. But then on the more physical side, I think this is also sort of lead up to the next track I'm going to be playing, but like I sort of got back into buying vinyl a couple of years ago. I went through a huge break of just like, you know, prices are skyrocketing, you know, shipping is insane. But I was in Japan last year, and for the first time I went through like a record store kind of tour, kind of went to a whole bunch of stores. And
amazing.
And then it just kind of blew my mind again. And you know, you have these kind of like periods of learning and discovering music where you have peaks and valleys where you kind of maybe get really excited and then get bored and get excited, and this is another one where it's like
the fatigue can be quite real, like listening to so much music.
So that trip kind of opened my mind again, and I'm sort of looking out for more stuff in that space. Like eBay is a dangerous place, but it's a wonderful discovery channel. YouTube also a really great channel to find deep dive into things. So I hope that answers your question.
Are you on that Discogs grind as well?
Yeah, Discogs. That's
also a dangerous place.
Wonderful.
You've got the show coming up this week. Everyone, we're talking about Psychic Glands. If you've just tuned in, Aaron is our bosom selector today, choosing beautiful, lush tracks for us. Psychic Glands happens Thursdays, 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. Fridays, or any time you like via the BCasts if you need a little bit of Zen enrichment time. What have you got coming up on the show this week? Have you sort of started thinking about it?
I have. I did have have you ever heard of the Nex? They're an Australian band, three-piece. So they're kind of this minimalist jazz trio, and they put out like one album every year, and they do long-form pieces, like kind of improv things that just kind of you zone out to. And I was just putting together some tracks yesterday, and I decided to. It's really hard to play tracks that are 30 minutes to 50 minutes long on radio.
Yes.
And there's one track I really wanted to play on this week, so I put that in there. So there's going to be a whole set that's just one track, which I sometimes like to...
That's special.
Yeah. That's really, really cool. Exciting.
And even that is an excerpt of the longer piece. So I'm going to have a next track from their recent album, Disquiet, coming up on the show. And I'm blanking now. I should have been more prepared for that, but that one stuck in my mind.
You just have to wait and see, everyone. You just have to wait and see. It'll be a fun surprise.
Let me see. Can I come back after this track?
Yeah. What's the track we've got here? It's an older one, right?
Yeah. So this is a folk musician from Japan, Hako Yamazaki. I bought this record when I was in LA last year in March. It's her first album from 1975. If you like, I guess something along the lines of like Joni Mitchell, Sandy Denny, or Karen Dalton, and that's maybe not exactly sound, but just the vibe, the emotional expressiveness of their music. Hako Yamazaki is phenomenal. Her voice is just so powerful, she was more in the Japanese kind of folk cycle of the 70s. She came after the sort of more protesty early 70s stuff, so getting into the singer-songwriter personal kind of vibe. And I'm going to play a track from the first album. The album's called Tobimasu, and we're going to hear Sayonara no Kane, which is, I think it translates to Farewell to the Bell or something like that. And yeah, it's a beautiful track. A bit more, it's lush, it's got instrumentation in it. And yeah, very emotional. So, but I'll
get your tissues, everyone.
Yeah, hopefully it'll give you a lift. And I think this track and the last track is kind of a good way of with my show. I like the tension between something that's a sound and song. So it's that sort of playing from those two groups, sort of zones, I guess. Like so, a lot of instrumental music in my show, but there will be occasional like one or two few tracks that are more kind of song based. So.
Beautiful. Let's have a listen, eh?
Chisana ame ga futte iru hitori kami o nurashite iru nagai saka no ue kara kage ga kasuka ni kikoeru watashi no kokoro no naka no anata ga
goodbye, I
welling up.
This is so gorgeous. I can't believe you said she was 18 when she put out this record.
Yeah, that voice is just, it feels like a very lived-in voice, and it just spans, ages and, so deep and,
And the production is
comes from a special place, I think.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, thank you so much for being our Bosom Selector this week, Aaron.
Yes. Thank you so much for inviting me up.
It's so been, nice to fun. Have you in. Everyone, you can catch Psychic Glands this Thursday from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. Friday, or anytime you like via the BCast. There's plenty of wonderful shows to go back and listen to.
Yes, you've also got a repeat, haven't you?
Yes.
Yeah, we go again.
Early bird, Sunday morning, 5 to 7 a.m.
Oh, so yeah.
If that's your bag, tune in.
Yeah, for the hospo workers out there opening the cafe on Sunday mornings.
Yeah, or coming home from Saturday night. Oh, I feel it would be a nice closing act.
Mm.
Yep.
Mm. Beautiful. Well, thank you so much, Aaron. And we'll catch a BCast, I reckon, for my lock-in time today.
Cheers.
Thanks, Aaron.
Thank you. Bye.
That was this week's Bosom Selector on 95BFM.